Today's my day. You'll change my name. I might limp away, but I'll never be the same. 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 Let us lift that before the Lord. Today is my day.
Today is my day.
Thank you, Lord God. God, you're going to change my name today. Thank you, Jesus.
You change my name.
And even if I gotta limp away, God,
I might limp away.
Lord, I'm not gonna ever, ever, ever be the same.
But I'll never be the same.
Somebody cry out to the Lord with an oath.
Oh, oh, oh,
yes, God, that is your war cry.
Oh, oh,
I'll never be the same. This is your cry of deliverance. Tell them all.
Oh,
it's your cry of deliverance.
Oh,
you will never be the same.
I'll never be the same.
Thank you, Lord God.
I'll never be the same.
Because today is your day.
Today's my day.
You're going to change our names, God, today, this day.
You change my name.
And even, God, if I got to just limp away on one leg, God,
I might limp away.
God, I don't ever want to be the same. I don't ever want to be the same, God.
But I'll never be the same.
Somebody cry out, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
I'll never, God,
I'll never be the same.
Never be the same, God.
I'll never be the same.
I don't want to be like I was yesterday, God. Sing, oh,
oh, oh, oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
I don't want to be the same.
Never be the same.
Because today it's our day.
Today's my day.
I don't want to be Darlene anymore, God. I want to be what you say I am.
You'll change my name.
Because heaven has my name written in his book. I don't know what he calls me in heaven, but I want to be what he calls me in heaven. Because in this earth, I don't want to be the same.
But I'll never be the same.
Cry out, oh.
Oh.
Sing, oh.
Oh.
This is your war cry. Sing, oh.
Oh.
It's your deliverance you're crying out for.
Oh.
It is your healing that you are crying out for.
Oh.
It is for that thing that God says you are, that you are crying out for. We're going to shed the old man because we want to be made new in the Word of God.
Oh.
tonight. Lover of our souls, we're crying out to you today, God. Father, you see our needs, God. You see those places in us, God. We sing all today, God. Because we don't want to be the same, God. We cry out all. Want to be the same, God. This is for our healing, God. This is for our deliverance, God. This is for our family, oh God. This is for the man next door that don't know you, God. This is for the alcoholic, God. This, God, is for the drug abuser, God. This God is for the whoremonger, God. And this God is for the man who's just warm. He can't get it in, and he don't want to take it out, God. We cry, oh God. Father, we cry for the souls that don't know you, God. For those who need to know you as Savior and King, God. We cry, oh, today, God.
Cause today's my day. You'll change my name. I might limp away. But I'll never be the same. Oh, 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 I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. Oh, oh, I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same.
Glory God. Today Hallelujah. Is your day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. Amen. Today is your day. Are you just tired of being the same? Is anybody here just tired of going through the same old stuff, getting the same old results. So we're going to commit today. Today's your day. God's going to intervene and he's going to change your name. He's going to change that situation for you. But you have to desire that. And you're going to have to desire God. And you're going to have to just believe God. Today's your day. So get that in your spirit even before the word comes forth. Today's my day. I'm not looking to my right or to my left. I'm not talking to my neighbor, because today's my day. That God is going to change my name. He's going to change my situation. This is for you, 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 you. If you desire it, our God is able. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. I join with you in agreement. Today's your day. Today's your day. Hallelujah, God. Today's your day. Your day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for that. Thank you, God, for that. Because I just believe there's going to be some healing in this place. And it's not for everybody. But there's going to be some healing going on in this place today. People are going to walk out a little different than they came in. I just feel it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let us pray. God, let God just be God here. Our Father who art in heaven. God, we thank you, God, for what you've done in this place already, God. God, we just thank you, God, for just loving us, God, when we were not lovable and when we were all messed up and stuck up in sin, God. You still loved us, Lord God. God, knowing that we could not get it right, you sent your only begotten Son to die just for us, to hang on that cross that we may have life and have it more abundant. So God, this day we claim this is our day, God. We want you to change our name. We want you to strip away some stuff, God, that we don't need, Lord God. Remove it right now in the name of Jesus. God, we want to be free in you. God, we want to be whole, Lord God, and you are the only way. So today is our day, God, that we walk out of this place with our head looking up, Lord God, declaring my name has changed and I'm not going to be the same. No matter what people think about me, God, I'm not going to be the same this day. So in the name of Jesus, we are just claiming the victory right now. So God, have your way in this place. Place, God. If there be anything in me that's not like you, God, strip it away right now in the name of Jesus. Because if you give it to me, God, I'm going to speak it to your people, Lord God. I have decided long ago completely yes to your will and to your way. So God, have your way in this place. Holy Spirit, just sweep through this place and change some situations, Lord God. Let your power, your anointing, your presence, your glory be felt throughout this entire building. God, we love you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. Have your way. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. That means it is so. It is so. It is so. Hallelujah. Today's your day. So let's see what God has for us this day. I ask that you get a Bible and go to the book of Exodus. Let's switch some little stuff up a little bit here. Let's go to Exodus this morning. Amen. Second book in your Bible. Go to Genesis, then flip over to Exodus. If you don't have a Bible, Bibles are in the pew, and I'm going to read a story to you all this morning. Amen. And I'm going to ask that you all, we just settle our spirits. And if you don't have to move, please do not be going back and forth if you can hold on. So we all just want to be on one accord this morning and see what thus says the Lord. And usher, if you have to hold the door, unless it's an emergency, hold the door, because the Spirit of God is in this place and we want to get it all. We want the deliverance. We want the wholeness. We want God to do something bold in this place for all of us today. Amen. So I pray all phones are off and people have stopped texting and receiving texts, because the only text you need to get today is from God. The message that's coming in from God. So once you've found the book of Exodus, I ask you to stand and turn to chapter 14. Chapter 14. And I'm going to be reading from the NIV. So Exodus chapter 14, starting with verse 10. And I'm going to read from 10 to 14. And then I'm going to go over to 21 and read down to 24. The Old Testament, the book of Exodus, is the message that God has given for abundant life. Only God knows what's going on with us, and only God is able to provide the word that we need that's relevant. And it reads this way in the NIV, with all standing that's able, chapter 14, starting with verse 10 and going down to 14. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us out to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, Moses. Let us serve the Egyptians.' It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid." Moses said, "Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Moses said the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." And so I'm going over to verse 21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry land, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw them into confusion. He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they were difficult to drive and difficult for driving. And the Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." You may be seated. The Lord is fighting for them. And Moses told him, "The Lord will fight for you. You just only need to be still." The Lord is fighting for you. Hey, that's another message, but the message God has given me this morning. Wow. The Lord fights for us. That's good news. See, that's still relevant. The Lord will fight for you. The message this morning God has given, and it's so in line with what the sermonic selection was this morning, is that God, see, God, I've tried it all my way, but God, I need deliverance. See, this thing is personal. And I never tell you to tell your neighbor anything, because I want you to just think for yourself and about yourself and your journey with God. And the message is this: God, I need deliverance. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, that needs deliverance. So the message is, God, I. Let's make the I need deliverance. And to make this perfectly clear this morning, I researched this word deliverance. See, I don't have any props for you all, and I don't have any funny stories for you this morning. See, I've been studying about sermon preparation, and the new wave is that you need a prop on the pulpit. You need a story to entertain the people to get their attention. I don't have that for you this morning. But I do have a word straight from the Lord for you that will cause you to be delivered from some stuff. So forgive me if you wanted a humorous story. Forgive me if you were looking for a prop this morning. Don't have it for you. But I do have what thus says the Lord. Now, as I looked up this word deliverance, it said in the Webster, to be set free. Hallelujah. And I just stopped there. So after hearing that, people of God, to be set free, is there anybody here this morning that need or want deliverance? Does anybody here this morning need God to set you free of some stuff? Set you free. Have you been in the desert too long? Or having an Egypt experience just too long? See, is there anybody here that want to be delivered from some pain? From some people. See, I don't know what your situation is. From some stuff. From your painful past. Is there anybody here that be, y'all look good and you look like you've got it all together? But is there anybody here that God, that needs God to deliver you from some stuff? Come on, some bad habits. Stuff you know you shouldn't be doing. Stuff you're saying you know you shouldn't be saying. So this is your day to say, God, I need deliverance. God, I want you to change my name. God, I need you to fix some stuff in my life. God, I'm tired of doing the same old stuff and hanging out with the same old people. God, I'm tired of being miserable. God, I need you to deliver me. God, anybody here? See, I know this message is not for everybody, because somebody always says, yeah, I'm fine. I got it all together. So praise God for you. But this message is just for some of us that know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. It's just for some of us that want deliverance. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. See, I pose this question. Does anybody want to walk out of here different than you came in? You may have come in just a little heavy, a little troubled, a little just thinking that life is difficult. But is there anybody here that want to walk out of here a little lighter? Walk out of here with the power and the authority that Jesus died that you may have. So let's just go through this book and this section of Exodus and see what God will do for you. But you must open your spiritual ears and your heart to receive the message. You can't fight back. Life is a mess and life is difficult, no matter what the pastor says. But I challenge you this morning to trust in this God of heaven that delivered the Israelites out of Egypt.
to trust in him and listen to what thus says the Lord this morning. And just see where your God allow you to walk out of here with your head held high. Hallelujah, God. Help me, Lord God. Help me, Lord God. Last week we declared that nothing and nobody was going to steal our joy. So God has come back this morning and said, I'm a deliverer. I can deliver you from all that stuff that's holding you down. I am the great I am. Hallelujah. But I just believe, as I look at some of you, it's not all of you because I can't get the attention of all of you, and I know that's every Sunday. But I just pray that the Holy Spirit just sweep through this place and that will block anything that will keep you from not hearing the word of God, and that you may be whole and you may be healed. Because I believe some of you believe this word when Jesus told us, I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. And someone wants that abundant life this morning. Somebody is just tired of being just weary and worn out. Some people are just tired of being affected about what is going on in this world. And they want that abundant life. So let's just take a journey and see what we can learn from these Israelites and see how we can apply this word of God to our lives. Hallelujah. Let's take a look at how God delivered them. How God delivered them from their oppression. How God delivered them from their suffering and from their slavery. See, there's different types of oppression and there's different types of slavery and there's different types of bondage. So as you hear this message, just think about yourself. This is not time to think about anybody else. Lord, what am I going through that I need you to deliver me from? Be real with yourself. Nobody needs to know but you and God. But this is your day. This is your day for your deliverance. So some of us are familiar with the Israelite story, and I don't have time to go through the whole story, but let's just take a quick look at what was going on and how they were delivered, how they were set free. See, as this entire book begins, you see the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph. They're trapped in Egypt. They're enslaved by a Pharaoh who no longer knows Joseph. Okay. Now, 430 years have passed, the Bible tells us. And yes, 430 years since Joseph brought his family into Egypt. See, a lot of people don't know about Joseph, but we've talked about Joseph a lot. See, Joseph was that little teenage boy that had these jealous brothers. The Bible says they hated Joseph. So they put Joseph in a pit. Then they decided, okay, we ain't going to kill our brother, but we're going to sell him. So they sold him into slavery. So then Joseph had to go through so much more stuff after that. Read your Bible. He had to go to jail. He was accused of rape. But Joseph was just going through preparation stage because God delivered him from it all. And he became second in charge of Egypt. He was an Israelite, but second in charge in Egypt. So because he was well respected and he was moving in God's will, he saved a lot of lives. And the Egyptians liked Joseph. But here we come. 430 years later, this Pharaoh didn't know anything about that. All he knew, there was too many Israelites. They may take over some stuff, so I need to make sure that I control them and put them into slavery. See, the trouble with him was he was saying when Joseph came in, what he did, he brought in about 70 people. And if you read the story, now it's about 2 million of them. It was multitudes of them, and that troubled the Pharaoh. But Israel wasn't always obedient to God. But in this case, God said, be fruitful and multiply. So they got real busy. They turned from 70 people to 2 million. They were obedient to God in this case. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah, God. Yes, they multiplied. Yes, they did. Now, see, these were God's chosen people. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They were descendants of the promise. And so God was still watching, even though they were in slavery. See, God never left them or he didn't forsake them at all. But everything must move in God's time. So in this chapter 3, God decided it's time for me to make my move. The people cried out to God, and God said, I've heard their cry, Moses. It is time. It is time for my people to get up and get out of Egypt. And I'm going to say this is just an application moment for all of us. These words, it's good for anybody under the sound of my voice. Any of us that may be trapped into any type of negative situation, involved in situations that you know are not right, are not good for you. There comes a time, people of God, that we must make up our mind that it is time to get up and get out. See, oftentimes we resist leaving these negative situations because we don't know what the future may hold. We may be fearful of moving into unknown territories. Come on, I know I'm right about that. See, have you ever been trapped in a situation where you know you shouldn't be in it? You know it was no good for you. But you were so fearful, if I lose this or that, what am I going to have left? Who am I going to have left? Come on with me now. You just hold on to pain. You hold on to shame. You hold on to abuse. You hold on to disrespect because you are afraid to move in the unknown. Come on, I know somebody know what I'm talking about. So if you read this entire story, you'll see the Israelites holding on to the past. In fear, they fussed at Moses. Why do you bring us out here to die? Moses, didn't we tell you to leave us alone? We were happy being in bondage. We were happy being slaves, being in chains. Moses, why didn't you just leave us in Egypt? Hallelujah. Anybody there, ever been there? Amen. See, Moses just told him, see, God is going to fight for you, but you have to only trust him. So if you leave that stuff behind, if you leave those people behind, if you leave those habits behind, if you leave that stuff behind, God will fight for you. God will deliver you. But too often we operate in fear. What am I going to do without her? What am I going to do without him? So you put up with abuse. You You put up with disrespect. You put up with pain. You put up with shame because you haven't got with it yet that your faith should be in God and He will deliver you. I know somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. I'm trying to take my time because I'm so excited about God and what He's able to do for you and for me. But we put ourselves into mess and into bondage. And you wonder, why is my life so messed up? You have to let go of that fear and operate in faith, people of God. God will fight for you. God will take care of you. I just pray that somebody's being freed up right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have to get with what Apostle Paul told us over the New Testament. He said, forgetting those things that are past. See, you're going to have to let go of some of that stuff in the past if you want deliverance. And then you press on towards the goal of the prize. What God has just for you. Because God has a purpose just for all of us. But you got to let go for some stuff. Just like the songwriter just said, you may limp away. You may limp away because you had to leave some stuff behind. You may be a little broken in different places, but you may have to just limp away because God will fight the battle for you. Today's your day to change your name. Today's your day. I don't know who's this message is for. But God only gives me message for the people that are present. Hallelujah. You may limp away because you may be feeling a little broken. But God will fight for you. God will take care of you. His word said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But get rid of the baggage. Get rid of the stuff that means you no good. People of God, you should be looking to the hills. You should be celebrating God when you come in here. People of God, you should not be complaining about your life because God is so great and so good. You're focusing on the physical. But God is working things out in the spiritual for you. So you have to walk as if you believe that. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. Because sometimes we just need to stand still. God, what is your will for me? God, this stuff doesn't feel right. God, I shouldn't be crying all night. God, I shouldn't be suffering like this. God, we'll fight for you. You have to only believe. See, the Israelites knew enough to call on the Lord. Even though they were wavering in their faith, they called on the Lord. So this message is still relevant for all of us. It is important that we stand still and listen to the voice of God. Stop trying to solve your problems based on what your friends and what everybody is telling you. Unless you are standing in faith, we will never walk by faith. And you hear people say, walk by faith and not by sight. You have to stand still and know that He's God and stand in faith and then walk in faith knowing that you have the victory. Start to celebrate and praise your God before you even see what's going to happen because you know He's able. You know you're going to be victorious. So don't let anybody discourage you, especially unbelievers. This word is not for them. This word is not for them. This is for people that believe God. It's for people that believe God. Hallelujah, God. I don't know where to go now, Lord God, because I get so excited because I see your healing hands on certain people. So I say, hallelujah, God. God, I thank you, Lord, for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank
thank you, Lord God, for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for deliverance of people's past, Lord God. Thank you for the deliverance from the abuse that they had to suffer as a child, Lord God. God, I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now. God, help them let it go and be delivered this day. God, deliver them from habits that they know they shouldn't have. Alcoholism, drug abuse. God, in the name of Jesus, y'all join with me now as God moves and deliver right now. I don't know who this is for, but it's too many of you under the sound of my voice in bondage right now. I know who's in bondage. So God, I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus for deliverance. Even if they have to limp away, Lord God. Even if they leave here, Lord, feeling they have left something behind that they needed. God, show yourself great right now in the name of Jesus. Show yourself great because they truly, truly, truly need deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are have so much to celebrate because this same God that delivered the Israelites is the same God that will take away your pain, that will take away your disappointment, that will take away your depression, that will take away anything that will keep you from being all God has called you to be. But you must be humble and say, God, I need deliverance. God, I need you to do this. I've tried it my way, Lord God. But God, I, not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, that need deliverance. Don't let anybody or anything steal your joy. So if we look back at this book, and I'm going to try to close this out. Once the Israelites were out of Egypt, you read the story, Pharaoh changed his mind. Wait a minute, I let my slaves go. We can't do all this work by ourselves. We need them back. So the relevant message for us this morning. Once we have decided that we're going to follow Jesus, Satan wants you back. Keep that in your spirit. Once you decide, I'm going to follow Jesus, I want deliverance, Satan wants you back. He's going to send every trick to pull you back. The trick is going to be in the form of something that looks real good to you sometimes. Smells real good to you sometimes. But Satan wants you back. So you have to be so mindful of this. If you're going to live victorious, you have to decide, I'm going to transform my mind with this word of God. That's what Paul said. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when you walk out here feeling power, I've been released, I've been set free. Satan is standing out there. I want you back. Come on with me now. So you have to be so mindful of that. So if you do fall and make a mistake, know that God will forgive you. See, he sent Jesus to die for you. See, the blood still works, y'all. We sing it each Sunday. The blood still works. So if you make a mistake, confess your sin, pick yourself up, and keep walking with Jesus. Because the blood still works. That's why he died, y'all. So as I close, I just want you to remind you of a story in our Bible that says Jesus, when he was baptized, our Lord and our Savior was baptized. He came out from being baptized. The Spirit was just descending even on him. The voice from heaven said, you are my beloved Son, who I'm well pleased. This was a great day for Jesus. But the Bible also tells us immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. with the wild beast. So be mindful of that. When he was baptized, Satan even came after Jesus, and surely he's going to come after you. So you have to make up your mind, am I going to follow Jesus? We sing it every Sunday. I've decided to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, help me close this out. Help me, Lord God. Help me, Lord God. Help me, God, close this out. Like God came down and he intervened with those Israelites and he delivered them. Yes, he delivered them. He came down over 2,000 years ago in the form of Jesus the Christ to deliver us. So people, you already have the deliverance. Jesus came so you can be delivered. You just have to believe this. But why do we struggle so much? I feel like I need to come down and put the mic in front of you and like Dr. Mamie said, do you have any questions? Do you have any questions? Because Jesus has done it all for you. All you have to do is walk in obedience and believe this word. The blood still works. That's why he bled on that cross so that we may be free. We can be set free of all this stuff. So just remember this one point. If you don't remember anything, our God fights for us, and he is our deliverer. So whatever is going on, church, this day, you can declare, I'm delivered, and believe it. Turn it over to God. But you must believe it. Nobody can just tell you and do it for you. You must believe it. You must know the truth. You must believe the truth, because this truth of this word is what will set you free. So we're just going to claim in the name of Jesus. Whatever you all came in with today, and including me, we are claiming deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we stand and we believe that the blood still works, God. So deliver us, Lord God, from our pain. Deliver us, Lord God, from our shame. Deliver us from people that should not be in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us from anything that will block us from being all that you've called us to be, Lord God. So if God has ever delivered you from anything, I'm going to ask that group of people to stand all over the sanctuary and start giving God some praise. Now, if God needs to deliver you from something, you start praising God in advance, because the word says when the praises go up, the blessings come down. All the people of God should be standing. If you are a child of the King of Kings, if you need deliverance, you should be praising. If you've gotten deliverance, you should be praising. So everybody in the sanctuary, if you're a child of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you should be standing. Jesus is the only way. God, free your people up right now in the